This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, so here is our second shir for today on Tefillah. Again, this series is sponsored by Rabbi Sal Rose of Los Angeles, Lili Nishmas, his brother Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak, Shama Shavna Aliyah, Bila Melech Yosher for Sal Mishpacha. We're now moving on, really, to the next segment of Psukei Dezimra. And that is, we haven't really started Psukei Dezimra yet. Baruch Sha'amar is the bracha before Psukei Dezimra. Hoidu is not really part of Psukei Dezimra, evidenced by the fact that Nusach Sfarad says it even before Baruch Sha'amar, but now really begins Psukei Dezimra, and this is based on a major thesis of Rav Schwab. Namely, that in Baruch Sha'amar, when we say Negadelcha, Unishabechacha, Unifa'ercha, V'namlichacha, V'nazkir Hashimcha, that these five expressions are a heading and subtitle for the rest of Shemoneh Esrei, for the rest of Psukei Dezimra. Namely, the first part of Psukei Dezimra is referred to as Negadelcha. And as Reb Schwab explained, the word Negadelcha does not mean to make great, because the last entity in the world that needs us to make great is God. The United States of America needs to be made great again. The Almighty does not need to be made great. So the word Negadelcha does not mean to make great, but it means Gidul. Gidul means to braid. Legadel, like Miriam Megadla Seyar, to braid. And the first part of Psukei Dezimra is braiding. I would venture to say that before this introduction, no one has ever understood the beginning of Psukei Dezimra in their entire life. Because they said Hoidu, and after Hoidu, we randomly recite Psukim. The Psukim that we say at the end of Hoidu are a random conglomeration of Psukim in Tehillim and Divrei Hayomim. And the good thing is, since we have no idea what we're talking about, we don't even think what we're trying to do. And what's amazing is a person could say Psukei Dezimra for decades, said it thousands of times, and never even had not 1% understanding, even a billionth of a percent of understanding, of an iota, of even one pasuk, of one word that they ever said in their entire life. Sorry, those are just, that's the reality. And the Reb Schwab illuminates that the first part of Psukei Dezimra is called Negadelcha. It's a braiding. We're taking various psukim that are grouped by concept, and we're braiding them together. So for instance, the first segment is Roimimu. So we're going to take two psukim that speak about the concept of Roimimu. One comes from Tehillim Tzadi Tes Pasuk Hey. One comes from Tehillim Tzadi Tes Pasuk Tes. And we're going to braid them together. And that's a method of elevating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And throughout Hoidu, you have to know which two psukim go together, which three psukim go together, which four psukim, and otherwise they're different braids. Because otherwise, everybody knows, if you have a challah, and it's braided like, you know, without any thought, it has no appearance, and if it has no appearance, it has no tam. Likewise, Psukei Dezimra, if you don't know which psukim are braided with the next, then the Psukei Dezimra has no appearance, and then it has no tam. And here we go. Says Reb Schwab, Ad kan chilek hashir shel hoidu shetiken David HaMelech learned b'chol yom al t'minim shekrivu us. We finished the chilek of hoidu that David was masakin every day for the t'midim. V'oimim shir zeh zecher l'shir shel hoimim ba'oyal oray nakoidash. And they say this shir, as we say the shir as a remembrance for the song that they said in the tent of the Arayin. The Achshav Maschilim B'Seder Psukei Dezimra. Now we begin the arrangements of Psukei Dezimra Al HaSeder HaNifrat B'Berchas Baruch Sha'amar, based on the arrangement that we learned is alluded to in Baruch Sha'amar. Negadelcha, Neshabechacha, Nefa'ercha, V'Namlicha, V'Nazker Shimcha. That's what we said in Psukei Dezimra. And that is the format of Psukei Dezimra. Negadelcha, Neshabechacha, Nefa'ercha, Nazker Shimcha, V'Namlichacha. Those are the five parts. The first part is Negadelcho Biarnu Shemar al Inyan Shemar Lezrael De Gidol Kloimar Kleya. Kleya means braiding, Vishizor, twisting, Kama Psukim, Al Afha Yozim Kama Shoinim, even though they come from different places. Shemchavnim Leinyan Echad Ulamusag Echad Betoivas Hakel. They are intending and targeting different specific points. The goal here is in this shir, says Reb Schwab, in the shir that he gave, is not to explain the meaning of the psukim and explain the meaning of the words. Ela banu belikud kama mili malyasa meshule ha'aderas. What we're trying to do is gather a few nice things from the hem of the cloak, laharois yoifi hamatana, to appreciate the beauty of the gift. Shemasru lanu chazal, the chazal gave us betikun atvila. And uvechol pam sha'adam shoifech siach lefnei koinai. Every time a person pours out his conversation before his creator, zoicha la'or gadol, he is zoicha to a great light, ula devekus nefla ba'hakadosh baruch hu, and great devotion to Hashem. I feel very unworthy to learn this, because here it is, I'm saying Pesuk Dezim my whole life, and I can't even say that I've barely been scratched the surface. I haven't even thought about considering of the possibility of maybe starting to understand what in the world we're doing. So good, I'm happy I visited Reb Nosson. It's a good thing we visited Reb Schwab's kever this year. We're zoicha to learn a little bit from him. So he says, "V'afim zoichem zal rak lomer kama psukim karoi." Even if someone is zoicha to just say a few psukim properly, bekavana, with intent, uvesimchas halev, azay einu oisenach zruach rak lakadosh baruch hu. Reb Schwab said, "You should know if, let's say, in the hour you spend in the shul in the morning, you just say a few psukim properly." Not only are you doing a happiness and a nachas to Hashem, elagam margish nachas ruach ba'atzmai. You will feel a pleasant sensation within your own soul. Shal yidei tefilasai HaKadosh Baruch Hu meroimimai. Through your tefillah, God will elevate you. Umanasai ledarga ila shal oilam shekulei tov. You will be elevated to almost oilam haba. Therefore, someone who prays before Hashem is called mispalel. Why is it called mispalel? Aren't we davening to Hashem? Why is it reflexive? The answer is lashon mispalel. Because not only are you sending forth prayer to God, but you're machter kinyone elokuso yisbarach letoich sarapov hapratiyim. You are piercing your divine acquisitions into your own recesses and to your subconscious. In other words, this is not just bringing nachas to God. You will feel elevated. You will feel gehoiben. You will feel a different person if you are able to tap into the koyach of tefillah differently. Now, I do have to say that I think one day we have to print a siddur, because I don't think the siddur is doing us a lot of justice. Number one, you say Hoidu, you think the first stopping point is Kikala Keo Amim Alilim Vashem Shamayim Masa. That we said many times. That's random. That has nothing to do with a stop. The first stop is Al Tigu B'Meshicha Uvin Vi'ai Al Tareyu. Bam! Stop. Pause. Take a deep breath. That's the end of the song of Tamid Shel Shachar. Then, when you get to the words Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min Ha'olam V'Yad Ha'olam, take another pause in the middle of the pasuk. That's the end of the Tamid Shel Ben Arabayim. Then, Vayoyimu Kol Ha'am Amen V'Halal Hashem, that is the response of the people to these songs. Now, there should be a big stop sign with a rest area. It should say, we've now reached your destination. You have now started the new segment of Pesukei Dezimra called Negadelcha. And the first Gidul are two Pesukim that intertwine Roimimu. Now, in most Siddurim, Roimu Hashem Leikenu is some kind of ending that a chazan says toward like the first part of Hoidu, which is, it's the furthest thing from that. This is the beginning. Maybe that's why there's a stop, but I don't think most people realize this is the beginning of Psukei Dezimra, not the end of the first segment of Hoidu. It's the first braid where we're braiding two roimimus. Now, this is not the only time that we braid two roimimus. You know when else we braid two roimimus? When we take out the Sefer Torah. We say, Roimu Hashem Lekeinu Shach Lal Rav Kadoshu, Roimu Hashem Lekeinu Shach Lal Kachai, Ki Kadosh Hashem Lekeinu. So, V'tiknu Leftach Begedil Shal Beis Psukim. Got it? The first braid is a braid of two psukim of bowing. So, instead of really calling it the Roimimu braid, we should really call it the Hishtachave braid. This is the bowing braid. We braid these psukim at the time of taking out a sefer Torah. We say Roimah Hashem Lekeinu Shach Lal Rav Kadoshu, Roimah Hashem Lekeinu Shach Lal Kachai Ki Kadosh Hashem Lekeinu. Hine Hakriya Hi Al Haberkayim. I think we're gonna have to learn this whole sefer, like in the next week or so. Otherwise, how's Mashiach gonna come? We have no idea what we're doing in davening. We're completely clueless. We gotta get this down. Imagine if Mashiach came and we're still standing there every single day. I mean, it would be embarrassing. Mashiach was like, hey pal, what are you doing? Okay, sorry. Anyway, V'hinei ha-kriya hi al-berkayim. Kriya is on the knees. Hishtachava is full prostration. Yodayim raglayim al-akarka. K'moy sha'oy sa'shel tzir yom ha-kipurim zecher l'mikdo sh'yom hishtachavim k'sho yoshoymim es Hashem. Like the Shliach Tzibur would do, as a zecher to the mikdash, that he would bow when he heard Hashem's name. What is the concept of bowing fully on the ground? The bower is as if he's saying, "Harini shavala aretz asharni shachavala." I am the equivalent of the ground that I lie on. In other words, v'zem mevatel atzmai. I nullify myself. V'yashoisu legamrei l'kodesh baruch hu. And I am flattened to God, umafker komitziusoy v'zehusoy lias nafshav zayin. And I render ownerless my reality and my identity. I'm nothing. And the more a person is mevatel himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem elevates him al yaday. Because if a person walks b'koyma zekufa, and a person thinks he's a somebody, so then he obviously doesn't recognize that. What do you mean you're somebody? It's Meloi Kol Ha'aretz Kavoidai. But when you lower yourself to the ground, so this is the braiding, and this is the first braid. The first step of Psukei Dezimra is Roimimu Hashem Aleikeinu, elevate God. How? Hishtachavu L'Hadam Raglav, by bowing down on his footstool. Fine. Now, the pasuk harishon soiviv al klolas min anushi. The first pasuk, Roim Hashem Elokeinu Mishtachav al Adam Rav Kadoshu. We're saying to all of mankind that they should elevate Hashem by bowing down to his footstool. What's the footstool of God? The Aretz, Nikres Hadoim Raglov. Koyomar Hashem Hashemayim Kisi, the heavens is his throne. V'haaretz Hadoim Ragloi. We're saying, mankind, be mevatel yourself with hishtachave, bepishit yodayim v'raglayim, ki kadoshu. Understand that God is muvdal, mufrash. Kadosh, what does it mean he's holy? God is heilig. That's the worst word, heilig. Nobody has any idea what that means. Oh, he's heilig. What in the world does that mean? Ask 5,000 people to tell you what the word heilig means. Heilig means that the Ribbono Shel Olam is beyond our understanding. Doesn't mean, oy vay, and then you put the pupil of your eye up in the back of your head and you... No. It means Hashem's greatness is beyond comprehension. V'ha-pasuk ha-sheni ne'mar likras b'nei Yisrael. The second pasuk is said, addressing the Jewish people, that they should bow down not only in the ground, but to Lahar Kodesh in the Beis HaMikdash, because there the Avodah is on a much higher level. So that's the first braid. The braid is Roimimu. Roimimu Hashem Aleikeinu Mishachem Lahar Kodeshu. Roimimu Hashem Aleikeinu Mishachem Lahar Kodeshu Ki Kodesh Hashem Aleikeinu. These are two psukim. They are not found together. and they are braided together to bring out the element of the importance of humbling oneself before Hashem. The first one is addressed to all mankind. The second one is addressed specifically to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Eitz Yosef. The reason they were misang to say this here, until now was the takana of David to say before the Arayin. So you would say, okay, good for David. He made a song before the Arayin in the temple when there was an Arayin, but we don't have a temple and we don't have an Arayin, so I don't have to pray. That's not relevant to me. I would think there's only homes when there's an Aron. There's no Kedusha. So they were misaking these psukim to show, no, even though there was no Aron in the Beis HaMikdash, because the Aron was missing, still, even in the Bayis Sheni. About his footstool, the Eitz Yosef says that refers to the Beis HaMikdash. Ki Kadoshu, the second Beis HaMikdash is holy, even though the Arayin is Nignaz. So you say, okay, fine. Maybe there was only holiness when there was a temple. But nowadays, where we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Shenechra Beis Kodshenu. So there's no Kedusha. So that's the second Pasuk. That even though the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and all we have is a har, but the Kedusha was not Pasak, and you know why? The Kedusha of the Aron and the Beis HaMikdash were not inherent Kedusha. That when they're not around, there's no Kedusha. But Ki Kadosh Hashem Aleikenu, God is the one who sanctifies it. Hu Mekadsham. When he associates his name with that place, like it says, Ki Em El HaMakom Asher Yivchar Hashem Losum Hashemay Sham L'Shichnoi Sirv Shavas Hashama. The Lamed of L'Shichnoi means because. Perish B'Shvil Shechenoi Shehishkin Shechinasoi Sham. As we know, L'Shichnoi, too, because of his Shechina. L'Shichnoi, L'Shichnoi, the place that God chose to put his name there, L'Shichnoi, because of the Shechina. Sidrashu, you should seek it out. That's what we say. Raymu Hashem L'Keinu V'Shachamu L'Adam Raglav. Elevate God and bow to his temple. So you say, what if there's no temple? Raymu Hashem L'Keinu V'Shachamu L'Har Kodshoi, bow to the mountain. Because the Kedusha comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. One final thought. In the Sefer Avodas HaKodesh of Maharam ben Gaboi, he brings a medrash that when it comes time for the Malachi Asharis to sing Shira, Shmuel, the Malach, the great Tsar, stands by the window of heaven to hear the shirais and sishbachais and the zmirais that come from the aratz, from the various batei knesiyos and batei midrashais, to that they should be heard before the aravais. And why does Rav Shlomo do that? Why do they do that? Why do they wait for the Jewish people? She'ein reshus malachei asharis loymar shira tchila ad shepoischin Yisrael b'shira shalmata. Because the Malachi Asharis do not have permission to say Shira first until Klal Yisrael sings Shira. Shenemar, Roimimu Hashem Aleikenu V'shtachu L'Adam Raglav. This is Klal Yisrael. For Roimimu Hashem Aleikenu is Klal Yisrael. Roimimu Hashem Aleikenu V'shtachu L'Adam Raglav Kodshoi is the Malachi Asharis. That when they hear the Kol Shiras, the Sishbachas of Klal Yisrael, Melmata, they are able to say, Kadosh, 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 Melmala. Shenemar, Bekar, Azel, Zevi, Amar, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. So, the first Raymimu says, Avodas HaKadosh is going on Klal Yisrael. When Raymimu Hashem, L'Kim, Shalom, the Rav of Kadoshu, when Klal Yisrael says, the Raymimu, then the Malachi Asharis are able to say Kedusha. In fact, Reb Chaim Brisker, I believe, says, we say Keser Yitnu Lecha Hashem Alekeinu Malachim Hamoine Mala, but only Im Amcha Yisrael Kavutse Mata. Why? Because since Ein Davar Shabekedusha BePachas Me'asara, You can't say a Darsha Kedusha less than 10. The Malachi Ashores have to wait for us to say Kedusha, and then and only then can the Malachi Ashores say Kedusha themselves. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, so these are our two offerings. Number one, we see the discrepancy of Hallel Lashem, as we say in Divrei Hayomim, as opposed to Halleluka. Hallel Lashem is the opinion of Rav, and Halleluka is the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, as Rabbi Schwab pointed out. And here, the next segment is the beginning of the part of Sukkot Zimra that is called Negadelcha, which is the braids, the various braids of Sukkot Zimra. So today we learned about Roima Hashem Lekenu, the two Roimimus, and then Bez Hashem, next week we will discuss the Pasuk V'hurachum Yichaper Avayim. Okay? Wishing everyone... Oh, I'm going to tell you one thing on the Parsha, okay? Give me one second.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.